news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, it's nice weather to stay at home and enjoy. 60 as we get started on this Monday. More from Dr. Bill's forecast in just a second. Let's check the light traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com, traffic's in or axed in free condition so far. Light traffic from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway so far this morning. From the 1065 split, range line to Theodore Dawes Road. Just watch for the local radar again this morning. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order pickup as well, like lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-95. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Effective tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m., I am mandating a stay-at-home order for the entire state.
That's how we got this started on Friday with Governor Ivey, and then it also went to Mayor Stimson saying the same for the city.
It establishes that safety curfew that those between those hours, unless there's an exception, everyone is asked to stay at home. All residents, I'm repeating this, in the city of Mobile and the police jurisdiction will adhere to this order.
All right, that's how we're set up here on this Monday, and the Monday that Jerome Adams says could be our Pearl Harbor moment, our biggest in the fight against coronavirus. This was from yesterday.
The next week is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment. It's going to be our 9/11 moment. It's going to be the hardest moment for many Americans in their entire lives, and we really need to understand that if we want to flatten that curve and get through to the other side, everyone needs to do their part.
All right, so we'll talk about that and break down also, what do these curfews and stay-at-home orders mean in the state of Alabama? Who's essential? When can you travel? My phone was ringing constantly on Friday, people asking me a myriad of questions. Could you hunt and fish? It actually says that in the governor's order, you can
Good.
Go hunt and fish. You have to still be able to keep 6 feet of separation. So I was actually back and forth in a text with my buddy Jason Smith, who's a meteorologist over at Fox 10. I said, anybody in a 12-foot or smaller boat has to fish solo, or they can have no friend. They have no friends go with them. So it's pretty tough. If you got a 12-foot boat, there's no way to have the 6 feet of separation. But other than that, you're allowed to go hunting and fishing. But yeah, we'll go down through the list of what Governor Ivey has said for the state, what Mayor Stimson has said for the city of Mobile and other municipalities when they put these curfews out. I know Pritchard has their curfew as well. Who can be out, who can't be out, and what are the excuses out there to be out? Dalton, you did not get stopped on the way in this morning.
No, I did not. And, you know, honestly, I was kind of hoping that I would so I could break out my
Your
little
papers?
Sheet that said I work with radio, but did not get stopped. And honestly, compared to the 5 a.m. traffic that I'm used to seeing driving in, didn't seem a whole lot different this morning. So a lot of people, it looks like, able to continue working in their jobs. Maybe not a lot, but at least the people that are out at 5 a.m.
Okay, so here's what's happening. So I've noticed that in 4 a.m. traffic, for me, same deal. Because who you're seeing, you and I go to work same time folks that go in for shift work do, right? Those folks, at least my buddies working at plants up Highway 43, are working.
Right.
They're working. They have done some different things at different plants to deal with the threats and separation. And I know one of the plants up the road have people, instead of even when they're on shift, they're staying there before, like, they're working a shift, staying there, and doing that for a few days, then going home, somehow to limit the spread or the interaction with others. I know there's different techniques at different plants, but yeah, so when we go in, the folks working shift work, which are essential workers, that's when we go. But I'll tell you right now, riding around yesterday on a Sunday, Sunday drivers were few, very few.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually did my part yesterday, and for most of Saturday, just stayed at home. Kept it parked in the driveway and kind of self-quarantined in my yard. Got a lot of good yard work done.
Yeah.
But I tried my best to not move around. I did go to a grocery store on Saturday, and I'm not going to say where because it ended up being perfect. It was around noon on Saturday. Not a whole lot of people in the store. Plenty of stock. So I think we're also seeing a lot of our stores kind of catch back up with the stock that they've been missing after being sold out for so many weeks.
See, but you can do that. To run through this, and we'll do this throughout the morning, if you got specific questions too, we'll try to get them answered. You can always text us at 343-0106. Alabamians can leave home to buy groceries, purchase medicine, or go outside for solitary exercise, respond to emergencies, go to doctor's appointments, or travel for work and business services or nonprofits that comply with other restrictions. So those people can go. Everything else closed. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. But not exactly. Restaurants, remember, we've long since had no dine-in services, but takeout, curbside pickup, and delivery are still allowed. So this is what confuses me. When the governor rolled this order out, this is stuff we're going to try to work through today. It says Alabamians can leave home to buy groceries, purchase medicine, go outside for solitary. Well, let's just do the travel. You can buy groceries, purchase medicine. Okay, those are two reasons you can be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to a doctor's appointment. Three, travel for work, business services, or nonprofits to comply with other restrictions. Okay, that's but then it says, but curbside takeout is still allowed at the restaurant. But does that fall under any of the things that were listed as reason to be on the road? You see what I'm saying? This is
right.
The problem when government rolls these things in. And
yeah, a little bit of, I guess, a couple discrepancies there that they probably need to cover if they go through this and talk about it a little bit more. But, you know, I know there's going to be some change with this stay-at-home order from what we were already doing, from what the governor had encouraged weeks prior, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be a whole lot different, just maybe more enforceable on the law enforcement side.
Yeah, for the city of Mobile specifically, that curfew went in at 10 o'clock Saturday night. And it here's who it does not apply to: public safety workers such as police, fire, emergency workers, including but not limited to law enforcement, fire rescue, and dispatchers. Also, public health workers, employees at hospitals, healthcare facilities, assisted living facilities can travel to and from. Also, mortuaries and security services, employees of utilities, cable, telecommunications, internet companies, and other contractors engaged in activities to maintain or restore service. Government employees or contractors necessary to maintain or restore infrastructure, employees of an industry vital to the national economy, persons seeking emergency medical treatment, credentialed members of the media, and necessary support staff, be us, persons traveling through the city from one location outside the city to a location outside the city. In other words, you're rolling through on I-10, they're not going to pull you over for breaking curfew. Or if you're returning to your city residence from outside the city or traveling to their city residence from inside the city, or homeless people, which it's a whole other discussion happening there. So, I mean, if you're coming back in, if I was up in the country and I was coming back in after 10 o'clock at night, I'd be fine.
Okay.
Or if I was leaving to go up the country, just head out of town in the middle of the night, I could do that as well. You can't be riding around, basically.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
All right, so we'll talk more about the curfew and get your questions answered here in just a little bit.
Yeah, and got the latest numbers for Alabama. As of this morning, 1,841 confirmed cases in the state. That's up about 500 since we last talked on Friday. 45 reported deaths. They're only saying that 31 of those died from COVID-19 at this moment, still investigating the other 14 deaths. There have been 13,108 total tests confirmed by the Alabama Department of Public Health, 231 hospitalizations, which is a new stat they added in on this site. Right now, locally, we have 34 cases in Baldwin County with one death, 127 cases with five deaths in Mobile County, 5 cases and one death in Washington County, 9 cases in Clark County, 5 in Monroe, 3 in Escambia, 5 in Choctaw, 2 in Kanaka, and 12 in Wilcox County. And now, since yesterday, every single county in the state does have at least one confirmed case. Geneva County, the final county to come through with a confirmed test.
Also, what about the jail? You mentioned it last week. Mobile Sheriff's Department has a plan to release some inmates from the jail to keep them, I guess, safe from coronavirus, depending on age and charges against them. We'll get into that. Also, gun sales spiking, not just here in Alabama, but around the country. Wave Transit System has suspended service, so no bus for you right now. And once again, health officials saying this could be our hardest week in the fight against COVID-19, although the projections are our peak hospitalizations in Alabama are probably coming in another week, probably mid-month, 17th, 18th of April is when they see our spike coming.
That's right.
All right, on the way, can I ask, in sports?
Yeah, well, we had iRacing at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway yesterday for NASCAR. President Donald Trump spoke with the commissioners for most of the professional sports leagues, and unfortunately, legendary Saints kicker Tom Dempsey passed away from complications from COVID-19. I'll give you more information coming up in sports.
All right, the messages from officials in Washington remain a mix of statistics of what's been done by the federal government and the need to continue to stop the spread, including new face masks recommendations. We talked about that last week. Here's Bob Costantini from Westwood One with more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci spreading reality on CBS's Face the Nation.
I will not say we have it under control. That would be a false statement. We are struggling to get it under control, and that's the issue that's at hand right now.
Yes, this is supposed to be one of the worst weeks nationwide for the coronavirus caseload and death toll, with health experts urging social distancing and now self-made facial coverings to protect the other person. At the daily White House briefing, Dr. Deborah Birx revealing the trajectories overall are trending downward.
We're very hopeful that over the next week, although we'll see rising number of cases of people who lose their lives to this illness, we're also hopeful to see a stabilization of cases.
One of the growing hotspots, Chicago. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on CNN State of the Union blaming the Trump administration for not realizing what might happen sooner.
If they had started in February building ventilators, getting ready for this pandemic, we would not have the problems that we have today, and frankly, very many fewer people would die.
Pritzker, I hear him. He's always complaining.
President Trump clearly was watching that Sunday interview. At the briefing, he shot back, reminding of a military hospital operation being set up at Chicago's massive McCormick Center.
We're helping to staff it and probably will end up staffing it because he's not able to do what you're supposed to be able to do as a governor. He has not performed well.
The president continues to play up the hope of chloroquine as an already available medicine to treat symptoms.
I would love to go to a laboratory and spend a couple of years testing something. We don't have time.
Mr. Trump was pressed, and yes, he understands it might not be a miracle cure, but it shows promise under some circumstances. Health experts advise against simply using chloroquine because it has significant side effects. But it has been around about 60 years, meaning it's been tested and is not deadly itself. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 1,800 cases of coronavirus in the state, including 127 cases in Mobile County, 34 cases in Baldwin County, and 5 cases in Washington County. 45 people have died from the virus. Mississippi is reporting more than 1,600 cases and 43 deaths. Free testing begins tomorrow at the Public Health Department in Robertsdale. You must be screened first. Mobile police are investigating reports of a shooting at an apartment complex on Ziggler.
Ziegler Boulevard. According to the Mobile County crime map, it happened at the Park Lane Apartments just after 8 Sunday night. Officers have not said if anyone was hurt or if there are any suspects. U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force has arrested a man wanted for rape and other sex-related charges. Huntsville police say 20-year-old Wyatt Sharp raped and sodomized the victim before using a leather belt to beat the victim. Sharp was out on bond for similar crimes in Morgan and Winston counties. At the time, he was caught Sunday and taken to the Madison County Jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, 622 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in virtual racing. Yesterday, NASCAR held its third iRacing event on Fox Sports 1, this time at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, where NASCAR had originally been scheduled to race over the weekend. After leading the most laps in each of the first two races, William Byron easily cruised to victory, more than a second ahead of the field.
Byron out front by a second. This is the battle for second place.
Almost three wide as they come to the checkered.
But Nemechek hangs on for second. William Byron is the winner.
John Hunter Nemechek finished second, followed by Timmy Hill, Denny Hamlin, and Matt DiBenedetto. With real NASCAR races postponed, the iRacing series has helped give NASCAR exposure and has given bored sports fans something to watch on Sundays. More than 1 million people watched last week's race on Fox. President Donald Trump spoke with the executives of most major sports leagues in the country on Saturday. In that call, the president reportedly said he was looking forward to the resumption of competitions, quote, as soon as we can. Fox Sports reported from a source that the president said he believes the NFL season, scheduled to begin on September 10th, will start on time with fans in seats. The president spoke later at his coronavirus task force press conference.
They want to get back. They got to get back. They can't do this. The sports weren't designed for it. The whole concept of our nation wasn't designed for it. We're going to have to get back. We want to get back soon, very soon.
Some commissioners, including the NBA's Adam Silver, stressed that they're working on multiple plans to resume their seasons, but cautioned that nothing can move forward without clearance from public health officials. Legendary New Orleans Saints kicker Tom Dempsey died on Saturday at the age of 73 after he tested positive for COVID-19. Dempsey most notably set an NFL record that stood for four decades with a 63-yard field goal in a 19-17 Saints win over Detroit. His daughter Ashley told the New Orleans Times-Picayune that her father had been battling Alzheimer's and dementia and contracted the virus during an outbreak at a senior center where he lives in New Orleans. More than 50 residents of that center have reportedly been infected, and at least 15 have died. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, and Tim Duncan were selected Saturday for enshrinement in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. They headline a class that includes WNBA champ and 10-time All-Star Tamika Catchings, former Houston Rockets coach Rudy Tomjanovich, former collegiate coach Eddie Sutton, Baylor's women's coach Kim Mulkey, former women's coach Barbara Stevens, and former FIBA executive Patrick Baumann. Bryant, Duncan, and Garnett combined to win 11 NBA championships and four MVP awards across their careers. Bryant, who died in a helicopter accident in January, has been inducted posthumously, as well as Baumann. The enshrinement ceremony typically takes place in August, although we are not sure with the outbreak of the coronavirus. 624 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today, look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When a person is injured in a place of business or is the victim of a crime in those same places, what happens immediately afterwards is so very important. Let me explain. When you're injured or attacked in these places, you can make a claim, but it's on you to prove that the situation that caused your injury was known or should have been known by those in charge. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So here's what's important, and here's what we do. The sooner we can get our SWAT team out to investigate, the better. And listen, those responsible will work fast to repair and even hide what happened. And if you can't prove your case, you can't win your case. Time is of the essence. I even recommend having someone go back with their cell phone to take pictures before you hire us. Don't let delay cost your family. Our injury SWAT team is ready to roll 24 hours a day. Injured? Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Quiet ride so far. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fork from 181 to Loxley and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic, but it is picking up into the downtown area over the Concord Causeway. You're finding heavier traffic towards Bay Bridge. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Still open for business and ready to serve you. You can shop online at SpringHillToyota.com and they'll schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
627 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have y'all here on this Monday. Watching a new graphic put up by our friends at WKRG. Physical distancing, they're showing a gator, like a six-foot gator, to keep that separation. Okay, TV-wise, so they've now, now booted Taloney over at WKRG. She's gone to the house, so she's doing it from the house. So it's the Expendables, which is odd. That's my friend Bill Riles, my friend John Nodar. I guess they're the Expendables. They're still in studio. That means you and I are Expendables as well.
I've never argued against that.
It's our position in life. All right. Dr. Bill, he's not expendable. He's at his house, but he checks in with us next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 1,800 cases of coronavirus in the state, including 127 cases in Mobile County, 34 cases in Baldwin County, and 5 cases in Washington County. 45 people have died from the virus. Mississippi is reporting more than 1,600 cases and 43 deaths. Free testing begins tomorrow at the Public Health Department in Robertsdale. You must be screened first. Mobile police are investigating reports of a shooting at an apartment complex on Ziegler Boulevard. According to the Mobile County crime map, it happened at the Park Lane Apartments just after 8 Sunday night. Officers have not said if anyone was hurt or if there are any suspects. U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force has arrested a man wanted for rape and other sex-related charges. Huntsville police say 20-year-old Wyatt Sharp raped and sodomized the victim before using a leather belt to beat the victim. Sharp was out on bond for similar crimes in Morgan and Winston counties. At the time, he was caught Sunday and taken to the Madison County Jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Special report, coronavirus update. The United States and Britain are bracing for one of the darkest weeks in living memory as both nations become new epicenters of the coronavirus pandemic. With 9,648 deaths reported this morning, the U.S. Surgeon General describes the days to come as a Pearl Harbor moment. In London, as deaths spike in his country to almost 5,000, Prime Minister Boris Johnson was hospitalized overnight. More from Nick Robertson.
The Prime Minister falls into that category of people that have had the symptoms now for 10 days, and therefore there's a concern that the symptoms could become worse. And the Prime Minister, on the advice of his doctor, went to the hospital to get what are being described here as routine tests.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he will declare a state of emergency for Tokyo and six other areas by tomorrow, but there will be no hard lockdowns. World stock markets rose today, and U.S. stock futures jumped overnight after President Trump said there's light at the end of the tunnel. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. European stocks jumped to start the week on data showing slowing growth of both new coronavirus cases and fatalities globally. The British pound was lower than Friday's levels after the coronavirus hospitalization of UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Crude oil down $1.05 at $27.29 a barrel as markets await word on whether the OPEC cartel and Russia can agree to production cuts. On Wall Street, Dow futures up more than 700 points. The world's airlines, no longer operating a global spanning choreography of flights, are consumed with new work, navigating government bailout offers, negotiating with unions, finding places to park idle planes, and scrounging for business like flying cargo and repatriating maroon travelers. Expansion plans aren't just on hold amid the coronavirus crisis. The Wall Street Journal says executives are plotting major retrenchments. They expect to last for months. American Airlines says no one is traveling in the next 30 to 60 days. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, the weekend was, you called it right, that rain was just a thing overnight, and by, you know, early morning yesterday, it was back to dry skies.
And things improved, yeah, and by afternoon we did have quite a bit of sunshine. Didn't pick up very much rain, only 0.10, that's all, a tenth of an inch. And for the year now, we're about 7 inches of rain below normal. And looks like a dry day today. Should be rather nice. Kind of weak high pressure system over us, and going to give us mostly sunny skies, but we will warm up to about 82 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, skies will become mostly cloudy, and we'll likely see some patchy fog tonight. Low will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy, and we've got a chance of some scattered showers, particularly in the afternoon, and the high temperature tomorrow, again, into the low 80s. The rest of the week, on Wednesday, just a slight chance of a shower, and we're going to see some very warm temperatures, upper 80s, possibly getting up to 90 on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, a slight chance of a shower, but most of the showers Thursday will be Thursday night as a cold front moves in. Thursday's high will be in the mid-80s, but then on Friday, that front will move offshore. We'll still have some showers around, and a high only of 72. And it's going to stay close to normal for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It looks like Saturday, a chance of some scattered showers, mid-70s. And then Sunday, partly cloudy, a few showers around with a high at the upper 70s. So we will get back to some cooler weather for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But in the meantime, we're going to be in the 80s and possibly near 90 on Wednesday.
Wow. Okay, so the cooler weather when it gets here is just kind of what we're supposed to be dealing with, right? That's just
what we're
average.
Supposed to have, right. And right now, the normal high temperature, 75 degrees.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill. And a reminder here, too, we always talk about the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and we want people to get their hands on that. But right now, you know, with what we're dealing with, especially this week, a lot of folks are sheltering in place. They can do it online.
Yes, they can. And you can go to mobileweatheralmanac.com. That's mobileweatheralmanac.com, and you'll have access to the 2020 edition of the almanac.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively right here at FM Talk 106.5. 60 now at our studios, and heading for high, 81 or so. It's been good to get out in the yard and work weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good. I want to talk about a couple of things, some good news, and I try to do this every day. Good news stories when it comes to the fight against coronavirus.
Yeah, we need some positivity. Yes. Lots of negativity out there.
Other than the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame selling Dr. Fauci bobbleheads to raise money for PPEs for hospitals.
Awesome. Yeah,
there's a Dr. Fauci bobblehead. It's a little one. It's a little small bobble. I mean, the head's big.
And you can ask him, should I stay home right now? And he'll tell you, yes, you should.
It'll nod to you. But locally, stories picked up nationally, but it's a great thing happened over the weekend. Long from Fox News, longtime Foley, Alabama resident Charlene Anderson was turning 100, so the community wanted to naturally celebrate. Her daughter, Vicki Robertson, along with members of the Foley United Methodist Church, where Anderson's been a member for 25 years, began planning an elaborate birthday party for the soon-to-be centenarian. Unfortunately, with the coronavirus outbreak, plans were dashed and the party was put on hold until Vicki's son, Terry, and his wife, Miriam, came up with an idea. I said, my two sons couldn't stand for her birthday to go by without anything, Vicki said in an interview with Fox News. Terry said, hey, let's see if we could organize a car parade. With only 4 days left before the April 2nd birthday, Vicki and her boys got started organizing a different kind of party. And this is one that was kept a secret from Anderson. Here's what happens. Friends quickly got on board, including a resident and family friend, Ed Allison, and they got together. Everybody met in a large parking lot, said Ed. Everybody decorated our cars, and just a few of us who were directing traffic were allowed to get out of our cars. Foley police were contacted, and they put out the rules that no one can get out of their cars. Fire department also helped block off the roads. Allison said of the community's involvement in the parade, which likely ended up around 100 people participating in this. I'm going to put the story up. You can see them go by the home here with happy birthday and greetings written in the whatever that paint that you put on. Mm-hmm. The paint the cheerleaders used to mess with our vehicles with, that
right.
Stuff is put on the vehicle, and they're riding by the home of Miss Anderson and giving her some birthday wishes. So that's a new thing now, I guess, because you can't get everybody together. You can at least do a drive-by birthday and celebrate, and this one happening right here in our neck of the woods.
That's awesome. Poland, so that makes me happy.
Happy 100, Miss Anderson. That is what an accomplishment. 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic next.
Jolene, I need to get $50 out of petty cash.
What for?
I've got to pay Mardi Gras guy for his work on the Jack Green commercial.
He doesn't work for us, and he's certainly not a spokesperson for Jack Green.
Well, whatever. Since we put him on the air, he's hired an agent, and he's demanding a salary.
No. Look, we've got new information we have to get out right away. Commercial property rates are going sky high, and a lot of people are losing their commercial coverage altogether. This week alone, Jack Green has saved people thousands of dollars. Thousands! He can find you a much better commercial rate and save you money, whether you own a small restaurant
or a bar,
an apartment complex, a shopping center,
or a bar,
or a church,
or a bar.
Jack Green will save you money. Jack also writes physicians E&O coverage. Jack will help you stay in business by helping you hang on to your cash. Call Jack Green today in Mobile 344-5393 and Saraland 675-0082.
That's too many letters. Oh.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Nope.
Good morning from the Hooters Traffic Center. We did have an accident on the Cochrane Causeway as you're approaching the Bankhead Tunnel. It's off to the side of the road, but again, you'll see it just near 6th Street, and the tow trucks have been called out. Airport, University, Spring Hill, the Moffitt, and 65, and across the Bayway and the Causeway, still looking good. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman. Scores offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. At Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Maaco Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Maaco Forestry 251-747-1802 or online maakoforestry.com and on Facebook.
641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We are 6 feet apart where we're sitting here, over a 6 foot alligator length. Was the graphic they were using on WKRG earlier. Listen, the TV stations have gone to putting. And you look at the different TV stations, some early on put like everybody except the anchor at home. Some places have the anchor and the weather person, who essentially in TV news is the anchor because they have more time, I think, than anybody, have them in studio and have their other reporters remote. You know, we're doing what we can. So if people are interested here, we have our account executives, they're home. Anybody who's basically not the main programming staff is at home. But we will continue. I mean, we will continue to be here broadcasting. That's what we do. Even if we have to, for some reason, go to some remote broadcast system, we're kind of used to that. We already have the equipment for that. So we'll go to that. But we're going to stay here. We're going to keep working. You know, people asking, what are you, over the weekend, people are asking, what are you doing? I said, man, we go to work, man. That's what we do.
That's right.
So
Clorox and everything down. And
yes, it does smell like
sanitizer.
It smells like a Clorox factory in here.
Clorox 106.5 now.
But yeah, we're going to stay here. How about your business? We asked that question in the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You know, would you, you go into work, you staying at home? Because that was last week the question, should Governor Ivey issue a stay-at-home order for the state of Alabama? A lot of y'all were still going to work with minimal changes to your schedule. Some had major changes. Well, now 52% of people in the poll said the Governor Ivey shouldn't issue a stay-at-home order for the state. Guess what? She didn't listen to you.
Right.
Yeah, she went ahead and ordered that. Now, you look through that, and you look through the mayor's curfew here in Mobile, Mayor Stimson's curfew. I'll play a clip of that coming up in just a little bit. Leaves a lot of questions of, I mean, there's a lot of wiggle room in this. I'm not trying to be anti the fight against this week, supposed to be the big week in the fight against COVID-19. I'm all behind doing what we can to get this thing over with so we can get back to normal. But we issue those things. They must be just, part of it is, I'm sure at a state level, you have to issue that before certain government money comes in. I imagine that's probably part of it.
I imagine you're right.
And to line up and, you know, line up with different things, you have to do this. Essentially, what was happening before was really didn't change a whole bunch with the announcement from Governor Ivey on Friday.
Yeah, we were discussing last week when Georgia became one of the last states to issue a shelter in place, and we put up what that meant for the state of Georgia and what we were already doing here in Alabama before the governor and before Mayor Stimson issued these stay-at-home orders, and it was pretty similar what we were already doing last week, but I guess by putting a name on it and then putting out these rules that were included in the order, that makes it official at this point. But when you talk about our economy and what's essential and what's not essential, obviously everyone's job is essential to them.
Yes.
But we also have so many jobs where people can, you know, abide by the 6-foot rule and do social distancing and keep themselves clean and their business clean and continue to work. And once you start making exceptions for one business or another business, then it's really tough to mark that endpoint where you say, okay, so this person should be able to go to work. This person cannot go to work. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why there's so much difficulty in putting out one stay-at-home order that's completely 100% clear for everyone. There's kind of exceptions for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I had this discussion with my daughter, too, when we were going Sunday morning. We're leaving to, we went on a turkey hunt. And I said, well, it's fine, honey, because it's after 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. We're lucky. We have a place that's very close. So we could go, and we could travel at that point. But I did explain to her, I said, but there's a whole bunch of other reasons, if you look through this, that you could be traveling from your home to a place outside the city. You could be traveling from a place outside the city to your home. Those things, you know, it leaves a lot of, and that's just at the municipal level.
Yeah, and one of the things that you're allowed to do is travel to go help care for a family member. That's one thing that I was wondering about, because I did have my mom was coming down from Clark County to help look after my daughter at times. Now I've got everybody staying up in Grove Hill, but that was one thing that I was wondering. A lot of people around here, they need to go care for their parents, mm-hmm, if they're staying at their home, or they need to go help take care of the grandkids. That's still allowed under the stay-at-home order.
All right, we'll talk more about that also coming up. If you're waiting on a paper check for your one-time payment from the federal government, you don't have the direct deposit, you don't have the feds with your account number for... It could be September.
What?
Before you get your check. More details on that coming up.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 1,800 cases of coronavirus in the state, including 127 cases in Mobile County, 34 cases in Baldwin County, and 5 cases in Washington County. 45 people have died from the virus. Mississippi is reporting more than 1,600 cases and 43 deaths. Free testing begins tomorrow at the Public Health Department in Robertsdale. You must be screened first. Mobile police are investigating reports of a shooting at an apartment complex on Ziegler Boulevard. According to the Mobile County crime map, it happened at the Park Lane Apartments just after 8 Sunday night. Officers have not said if anyone was hurt or if there are any suspects. U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force has arrested a man wanted for rape and other sex-related charges. Huntsville police say 20-year-old Wyatt Sharp raped and sodomized the victim before using a leather belt to beat the victim. Sharp was out on bond for similar crimes in Morgan and Winston counties. At the time, he was caught Sunday and taken to the Madison County Jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Good morning, 648 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in virtual racing. Yesterday, NASCAR held its third iRacing event on Fox Sports 1, this time at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, where NASCAR had originally been scheduled to race over the weekend. After leading the most laps in each of the first two races, William Byron easily cruised to victory, more than a second ahead of the field.
Byron out front by a second. This is the battle for second place.
Almost three wide as they come to the checkered.
But Nemechek hangs on for second. William Byron is the winner.
That was John Hunter Nemechek finishing in second place, followed by Timmy Hill, Denny Hamlin, and Matt DiBenedetto. With real NASCAR races postponed, the iRacing series has helped give NASCAR exposure and has given bored sports fans something to watch on Sundays. More than 1 million people watched last week's race on Fox. President Donald Trump spoke with the executives of most major sports leagues in the country on Saturday. In that call, the president reportedly said he was looking forward to the resumption of competitions, quote, as soon as we can. Fox Sports reported from a source that the president said he believes the NFL season, scheduled to begin on September 10th, will start on time with fans in seats. The president spoke later at a press conference.
They want to get back. They got to get back. They can't do this. The sports weren't designed for it. The whole concept of our nation wasn't designed for it. We're going to have to get back. We want to get back soon, very soon.
Another source said some commissioners, including the NBA's Adam Silver, stressed that they're working on multiple plans to resume their seasons, but cautioned that nothing can move forward without clearance from public health officials. Legendary New Orleans Saints kicker Tom Dempsey died on Saturday at the age of 73 after testing positive for COVID-19. Dempsey most notably set an NFL record that stood for four decades when he kicked a 63-yard field goal in a 19-17 Saints win over Detroit.
Scarpetti will hold. Here's a snap. The ball is down. Dempsey kicks. It's on the way.
Dempsey's daughter Ashley told the New Orleans Times-Picayune that her father had been battling Alzheimer's and dementia and contracted the virus during an outbreak at a senior center where he lives in New Orleans. More than 50 residents at the center have reportedly been infected, and at least 15 now have died. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, and Tim Duncan were selected Saturday for enshrinement in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. They headline a class that includes WNBA champ and 10-time All-Star Tamika Catchings, former Houston Rockets coach Rudy Tomjanovich, former collegiate coach Eddie Sutton, Baylor women's coach Kim Mulkey, former women's basketball coach Barbara Stevens, and former FIBA executive Patrick Baumann. Bryant, Duncan, and Garnett combined to win 11 NBA championships and four MVP awards across their careers. Bryant, who died in a helicopter accident in January, has been inducted posthumously, as well as Baumann. Bryant's wife, Vanessa, called the honor the peak of his career.
Obviously, we wish that he was here with us to celebrate, but it's definitely the peak of his NBA career. And every accomplishment that he had as an athlete was a stepping stone to be here.
The enshrinement ceremony typically takes place in August, though the outbreak of coronavirus could potentially force the Hall of Fame to postpone the ceremony. 652 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today, for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Hooters Traffic Center. They are still working the accident with two vehicles at Concord Causeway at 6th Street. It's right by the entrance of Blakely Boatworks. Beyond that, looks great across the Bayway and the Causeway. More traffic as you're traveling in from the westbound lanes along I-10 from Daphne and Spanish Fort, but no other wrecks in the roadways. Family-owned and operated Bama Flooring in Summerdale. Remove and install all types of flooring, including hardwood, laminate, vinyl, tile, and carpet. Call 989-9991 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and By the way, what we do around here is focus on the news stories that affect us, and obviously COVID-19, very big part of what we're dealing with, and we'll continue to put the podcast of our interviews, but we don't just do the doom and gloom interviews. We try to get it from, you know, real working folks. I mean, we talked to the folks from the Truckers Association on Friday. We talked to people from the medical field, the government field. The small business world is a big focus of what we're doing around here. Those interviews are all under the COVID-19 local news tab on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Click that and you get pretty far-reaching interviews. What to tell your kids during this, child psychologist interview from last week, how to work from home and get organized, tech issues from working from home, tackling all these things. And you know what? If there is a subject that you've got a question about during this, how it affects you locally, something maybe we haven't thought of, always hit us up on the text line, 343-0106, 343-0106, and we'll get that those questions answered.
Yeah,
we do.
We really are covering all corners there with the interviews. Just on Friday alone, we talked about home network security with the CEO of BIS, Philip Long. And I really enjoyed the interview you had about truckers here in Alabama with Mark Colson. Yeah. And the Alabama Trucking Association. So you'll find those. You'll also find interviews with everyone, all the way including Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, and what this coronavirus shutdown means for the boat ramps and for fishing out there. So you can check all that out at fmtalk1065.com.
Yeah, I got two questions last week about shrimp and opening up this month, if it will or not. I got to get a message out to Scott Bannon to find out if it will be. Because it should be opening here next week, week and a half. We'll see if that's going to happen. Also, maybe I'll give a teaser of this and play more of it next hour. Maybe we have enough time to play it out to the end. This over the weekend popped up on Facebook with Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson putting out a song.
Really?
A song lamenting the fight against coronavirus, but also celebrating God and celebrating his way and his leadership for his people. I want to play as much of it as I can. Let's get this started. This was posted up over the weekend on the Facebook page for Fred Richardson.
That is a virus here in our city.
He talks to us at the beginning of this and then gets
into
the song.
It's spreading like wildfire. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're under a quarantine at this point. And not only is it in Mobile, Alabama, it's across this nation and indeed the world.
It's global.
And the song that's playing is asking God not to pass us by. And let's see what the word's got to say. Lord, have mercy. Please don't pass us by. Call in his name.
Taste of what was posted up over the weekend. Who knew? Fred Richardson, multi-talented, Swiss Army knife of talents out there, singing us out from hour one of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Text line, phone line, 343-0106. We're coming right back.